We've been doing these Dvar Halachas for a little over a year now, and I noticed that we've never really tackled anything about what one can do before davening. So for the next few weeks, we're going to discuss what we can do before davening. This came to my mind because Mazel Tov to Brian, and he's going to make a bris Be'ezras Hashem this upcoming week. And the question would be, is it so pashut? Would one be, now with COVID, maybe not, but assuming a non-COVID world, would it be so pashut that somebody can just go to the bris? Now, we never think about these things. Would it be so pashut? So before we get to that, we just discuss the basics. So what are you going to do before davening? So there's an important heter by the Ramah, which we should definitely make sure we're going to hold by and do if we are going to rely on the fact that we're allowed to do anything before we daven. Is that if you said brachos, berachas shachar, then it would seemingly be mutter to go do whatever you have to do, to go do shopping, to go drive somewhere, etc. Not everyone holds by this. Some say, no, it'll still be usher. The thing you got to do is davening, and then you're allowed to leave the city. You're not allowed to be like, oh, you know, I'm going upstate for Shabbos, so let me go chop a minion upstate, and I'll be on my way. That wouldn't be appropriate. Well, because you're not really going for the sake of the minion. You're just going for the sake of going upstate. So then the question would be, would it be mutter to go to a bris? You know, we're assuming that these are all like before, after Alos HaShachar, because if it was at 3 in the morning, yeah, it would be fine, but I assume Brian's bris will be after Alos HaShachar, and that would require people driving after that time. So would it be so simple that one can just go to the bris? And there are some poskim who say no, you have daven at home and then go to the bris, and if it means you're going to miss the bris because there's no davening time, okay, so be it. Most poskim don't agree with that, and they say that it's really for a Sarchi Mitzvah, and you're going, it would be equivalent, as Rechaim Kanievsky put it, to going to the Kotel. You're allowed to drive to the Kotel, even though that, and then daven there, because you're going for a Dvar Mitzvah. It's entirely for the Dvar Mitzvah, as opposed to when you're going upstate, where it's for a matter of convenience that you're davening upstate. You're not going upstate for the sake of davening there. But when you go to the bris, it's only going for the Dvar Mitzvah. So therefore, it would be okay. And would also probably shump up the simcha of the parent. If no one from outside would be able to come, or if their parents had to come the night before. So there's definitely room to be makel. And if it wasn't a COVID bris, it would definitely be okay to travel. Even in that case, one should still be rely on the sheet of the Ramah, use the sheet of the Ramah, and say brachos at the very least before. Have a wonderful day.